Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
One, two, three. My name is Kirill. I'm the head of research at Block Scout. So I hope you've seen this explorer before already on Redstone or any other chains we support. Block Scout is a most widely used open source blockchain explorer for different EVM networks. We have more than 1,000 instances across the board for different mainnets, rollups, testnets, and so on. And so one of the greatest partners we have right now is Redstone team, and we are proud to support this chain from the very beginning, from the first block they have ever sequenced through the OpenStack rollup. So just let me demo our block explorer, which is available at explorer.redstone.xyz and for Garnet testnet, explorer.garnetchain.com. So first of all, since the Redstone is an OpenStack-based network, we already support a bunch of different views that might be useful for devs that are optimism related. We have been indexing the deposits and withdrawals from the bridge. We're indexing transaction batches, output routes, games, and so on. So if you're interested in depth how the OP stack systems and chains are working, feel free to explore it in the Explorer too. But the most cool feature today that I wanted you to show is the features that we specifically built for Redstone for supporting mod worlds, mod games. We at Block Scout love on-chain games. Unfortunately, we haven't developed any yet, but we love playing them and we love exploring them on-chain to observe the contracts, to see what's going on, how to interact them, how users are using them. So let's go into that. So in the blockchain view, you have this mod worlds tab on both of the Redstone and Garnet Chain Explorers. And if you go to the tab, you'll see a list of all the different world contracts and games that have been indexed and parsed via the mod indexer. And this list is quite huge, especially on Garnet. It's hundreds of different games. And so you can pick any. And then once you select the particular world contract, you'll see this mod tab that is basically a table view that provides you an overview of all namespaces of all tables that are available within the particular game. So you can paginate across this list, you can find a particular table, you can search by its name, by the namespace, by the table ID, and so on. So for each of these tables, you can see quickly the snippet of the table schema, you can see all the fields, their names, their types, the keys and values. And then, for example, let's explore what's inside the character info table in some of the Garnet Chain worlds. So once we load this table, we have this table view, which is similar to what you can find in any database SQL-based explorers. So we see a bunch of different records. We can sort by the character ID. We can sort by the second column if there is any in the key. We can also filter by the specific key values on the indexed columns. So let's find the user with the ID 150. We can see its name. We can see all the fields. We can also jump into the particular record to see all the fields in the vertical mode. Then one of the other features we have here is that you can also share the link. You can copy the link and share with Slack, within the Telegram, with your community to allow other users to go jump into directly the specific record to the specific table. So you can copy the link to the particular record. You can copy the link on the previous view to the particular table, and so on. So that's what we have on the table view. And then one second feature that we recently released is related to the contract interaction. So if you go to the contract tab on any of the game's contract, first of all, you will see redesigned the contract interaction tabs that allow you to write and read directly from the proxy contract. But word contracts doesn't have a lot of useful functions here. But what we built specifically for MAT-enabled contracts is the separate tab that allows you to interact with the specific systems under this world. So in a sense, it works similar to multi-implementation proxies, like Diamond proxies, but this view specifically supports and indexes the implementations, ABIs, and functions available under the specific systems. So in this system selector, you'll see all the systems that are registered for this particular game. You can select any, and then you'll see the specific functions that were indexed from the MAT database for this particular system. And so you can play your games just right from the Explorer without using any UI. For example, here we can go and move the player just from interacting from the Explorer. And one more thing I want to mention here is that for systems, we are actually sourcing the ABI from two different sources. So first of all, we are getting the ABI from the MAT table, something .world.systems or something like that. So we index the ABI from there, and then we combine this ABI from the verified ABI of the smart contract, which is natively verified in LogScout. And so we match these ABIs and combine the field names, for example, in the function calls. So if you go ahead and verify all the system contracts, this UI will be even nicer because all the function names and the argument names will be verified and displayed as they intend to be. So, yeah.
Say it again.
That's pretty much it. Let's see if you have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Kirill. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.